Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on Thursday, August 8th, 2013. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. And the South Bay Show is brought to you by Tapas and Vino. Located in the heart of Riviera Village, Tapas and Vino offers an idyllic location to meet and eat and has quickly become a favorite destination of local foodies. This charming bistro offers an eclectic menu of small plates, salads, soups, and entrees for lunch and dinner daily. In addition, brunch is served every Saturday and Sunday with endless, yes, that's right, endless mimosas and bellinis. The popular outdoor patio boasts a vibrant scene each evening and features live music every Tuesday night. The extensive wine list offers varietals from regions around the globe, and brew enthusiasts will appreciate the comprehensive beer selection. Tapas and Vino is currently running a Not Just Tapas and Vino campaign. For listeners of the South Bay Show, mention the South Bay Show or South Bay by Jackie and receive 25% off a lunch or Saturday and Sunday brunch entree. Be sure to visit the Tapas and Vino Facebook page for weekly specials and discounts. Tapas and Vino is located at 1729 South Catalina Avenue in Redondo Beach. For more information, visit the website at tapasyvino.com. That's T-A-P-A-S-Y-V-I-N-O, tapasyvino.com, or call 310-791-8200. That's 310-791-8200. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show, or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and we talk about persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. Right here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I am well this morning, Joe. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulously well, and I think because of our guest, I'm going to do better because we're going to talk about something that's really near and dear to my heart. And who is our guest today, Jackie?
Our guest this morning is Christina Paganelli. Christina is founder and CEO of the Torrance-based Drink Me Beverage Company. After being diagnosed with cancer and MS while pregnant with her son, Christine felt her health spiraling out of control. She decided to take charge and educated herself on raw, whole food nutrition and listened to the needs of her body. Eating at least one head of raw kale every day was an essential part of her recovery. Her success has inspired Christine to share her 100% raw, organic, whole food smoothies with others who are focused on proactive wellness and vitality. Now, for more information on Drink Me products, you can visit the website at www.drinkmeraw.com. Welcome to the program, Christina. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, It's a fascinating subject for me, and I think it's going to be a fascinating subject for our listeners because, you know, more and more people want to be healthy. The drug industry is extremely healthy financially. The nutritional supplement business is booming to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars. In contrast to the pharmaceutical industry, because people are looking for a natural alternative to so many of the established medical practice prescriptions that are out there. And into this mix, you're now introducing, and there's a special process involved even, you're now introducing what could be said is an old solution, but in a way that can be mass-produced and delivered throughout the economy to people all through the economy. So, first of all, I would love for you to give us just a picture of your story. I mean, your story is relevant because it speaks to people and gives them a sense that you've been where many of them are now. So, Christina, just give us the story. Why did you get involved in this whole, you know, drink business?
Well, it all started, I was in quite a predicament. I was diagnosed both with MS and cancer 6 months apart from each other. So to get a diagnosis of, well, essentially both diseases, for multiple sclerosis, you have to have more than one either attack, as they call it. I had what's called relapse and remitting, and I was constantly being, it would attack my vision. And so it was a pretty serious thing because, you know, very often you'll see MS with deteriorating and people will, you know, have numbness in their legs or arms or whatever. But this particular type would affect my eyes. And the first attack that I had was pretty violent. I couldn't see for 4 weeks. I had one eye pointing to the left and one eye pointing to the right. They call it wall-eyed. So I had patches over both eyes, and I stayed this way for close to 4 weeks with high-dose steroids being injected into me 5 days in a row. And then 6 months later, I got another blow. I was actually pregnant at the time and had to undergo an emergency surgery to remove my thyroid because there was cancer and it was aggressively growing throughout my neck. And so when they actually opened me up, they removed my thyroid. They removed close to 30 lymph nodes in my neck. After the baby was born. I then had another MS attack, which then qualified it as MS because I've had more than one. And then I went right into radiation, and they found it after that radiation, they found it in my lungs. So it was at that point stage four, which is, you know, kind of the final stage before death. Stage five is death. So at that point, and I had been in the hospital having radiation and had another MS attack while I was in there in isolation. So it was just like it was a mess. And then, you know, being pregnant, having no thyroid, the hormones were up and down, and I was being, you know, immune suppressants, steroids, you name it, radiation, I was taking it. So this is where it was an eye-opener for me, and perhaps if I just had one disease, I wouldn't have gone down the path of investigation as aggressively as I did. But to me, there was a chemistry problem in my body, and I have a background in chemistry. So, and I kept asking multiple doctors, can you check in with the other doctors? Can you check in with the other, essentially the disease? I had seven high-risk specialists attending me at one point. And none of them would talk to each other. So the two diseases were they were just dealing with their separate diseases and they were dealing with the symptoms rather than, you know, the cause. And that's what alternative medicine deals with, is the cause, not the symptoms. So that's, I began, go ahead.
Well, I did. That's a good point to focus on for people, is that, you know, some people call it not the healthcare industry, but the sick care industry, because modern medicine doesn't focus on prevention. When a doctor sees a patient come in that's overweight, of course, now they're very sensitive to it because the facts of the case in the United States. But years ago, they would just say, oh, he's just a big boy or she's just a healthy woman. They wouldn't really focus on the fact that, you know, health is related to your body shape, body style, and all that.
Never mind that. I'm just finding this whole story completely overwhelming, Christina. How old were you when this happened?
I was 26.
Oh, no, my goodness.
I was younger than that. I was 24.
That's just overwhelming to me. I would have folded up at that point, being hit one thing after another like that, not to mention having a baby on top of all of that.
Right.
Wow.
Right. It's a huge, I mean, your story is so compelling. I mean, in terms of the you have, I want to say, you have A-plus credentials in terms of someone who's been through the mill medically. So tell us now, MS, you've had the baby, you had your the cancer. What was the turning point for you?
I had a second dose of radiation 6 months later, and I wasn't being given a dose of what they normally give people. I was being given the dose, the highest they've ever given anybody.
Hmm.
So this severely affected me, and when you do radiation, and I know that you said your wife is doing this exact same thing, so
right.
I'll just go into a little bit of detail.
Mm-hmm.
You have to suck on lemon candies or lemon or to help your salivary glands so that the radiation doesn't uptake into them.
Mm-hmm.
So there was so much radiation that it didn't matter. My salivary glands were done, even though I was sucking on lemons for the whole time until the radiation passes through you. And another really interesting fact is that 4 months after it, I'm from Canada, I crossed the international border to the USA. I set the radiation detector off.
Mm-hmm.
This was 4 months after my radiation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so
my
you can
goodness.
Just imagine how much I was being given.
Were
so,
you glow? Were you glowing in the dark?
Pretty close. But, you know, the scary thing is that I was sitting beside my newborn.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was really a scary thing. But, you know, either way, when I had gone to and heard a story of the late, great Dr. Bernard Jensen, who, if anybody is in this industry, they know who he is. He's the founder, the father of naturopathic medicine. He developed the path of the eyes, the iridology. He was actually from Los Angeles. And I heard his story. He was 86. He had cancer. He was near death, days away. He had cancer in every organ. And he was maybe 86 pounds, somewhere around there. He recovered fully in 60 days. And he lived on another maybe 6 or 7 years. I think he died when he was 93 of natural causes.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard this story, I figured, okay, well, I can fix this. It's just one organ. It's just, you know, it's my lungs that we had to take care of at that point. If an 86-year-old can revive and revitalize and change the whole thing, I can do this. What do I have to do? So I started researching. And actually, he's written over 80 books. So I started researching his literature and what he did and what the formula was. And it's so simple, and that's, you know, what I'm setting out to do is tell people how simple it really is. It's about enzymes, and if you're eating food in the right form, whole, complete, you know, and raw is really important because you have enzymes in raw food. You can revitalize your life. Your body needs enzymes, and when we age, skin, hair turns white, falls out, skin wrinkles, that's enzymes. That's a depletion of enzymes in our body. And when we abuse our digestive system, the body pulls enzymes from your hair and your skin and your nails, and so they age.
Mm-hmm.
That's essentially how simple it is. So the first thing that I did was consume enzymes as much as I could afford, as much as I could intake,
mm-hmm.
and stopped everything that I was doing and only consumed raw, organic fruits and vegetables. That's it. That's all. Maybe some nuts, but, you know, if anybody knows how to, you know, kind of how the raw diet works, you need to soak almonds for 12 hours. And so it was a really interesting thing that I was going through. So I basically stuck to fruits and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And my healing was quick, really, really quick.
Tell us, okay, so what was the... From the low points to the healing, how long did it take? I mean, how long of this regimen of whole foods, raw foods, did you notice a transforming of your health?
Well, it's different for everybody.
Mm.
When I go and have my body read, it people always tell me, your body tends to respond and heal quickly. But one of the things that was first, before I did anything, before I took an enzyme, is I got my mind prepared, and it took me about a month. And it's the mind. And all of those things can be placebos if you don't get your mind in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, I was incredibly determined that this was going to work. Like I said, I had found what I was going to do. I had researched. I had, you know, believed in it. And one of the things that my dear friend, who actually worked with Bernard Jensen when he was healing, told me was that you need to answer two questions when you're in the situation and you're near, you know, stage four, and even if you have cancer. One is, do you want to live? And number two is, why do you want to live? And you need to answer the second question. And if you can't answer the second question, nothing that you're doing is going to work.
Hmm.
And so that was the first place that I started. And then as soon as I knew the answer to both of those questions, my healing was, within a week, I started feeling the feeling coming back to the operation site where they had severed the nerve in my neck, and I had no feeling up to almost my shoulder,
mm-hmm.
and then my chin, and some of my hair was numb as well. So then I started feeling that I could, you know, it was itchy, and I was scratching, and then I was thinking, well, geez, this is weird. I'm scratching, and I can feel it. And then the next week, I didn't wear glasses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I put my glasses on, and they were blurry, and I took them off, and I could see, and I put my glasses on, and they were blurry. And so all of these little things kept me going to do more and research more and get into it more, even though there wasn't a lot of information available on, you couldn't walk into a health food store and buy anything raw besides an apple or a banana. There was nothing. You couldn't go and buy a healthy raw snack.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what I was doing was, that became my, you know, I was solving that problem. I was walking into health food store. I was hungry. There was nothing for me to eat if I was trying to maintain this ultimate health diet that I was on at the time. And so then I said, well, when I recover, I'm going to put a product on the market to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I ended up here.
There was a process that you were going through to create these raw foods for yourself. There was a lot of effort to it, right?
Yes. So first of all, the effort when you're dealing with the raw diet, and this is probably why a lot of other people have solved this pain of putting raw almond crackers on the market, because those take 3 days to make.
Mm.
So there was a process involved in my healing, and I had a little baby. I was trying to research what I was doing. I didn't really find that I had time to maintain that lifestyle. And so it was back to basics, fruits and vegetables. And then even at that, throughout my healing, I found out that I was eating it in the wrong form.
Hmm.
And I started looking at enzymes involved in these, you know, fruits and vegetables and how they convey into nutrients for the body. And it's not as simple as just eating, you know, biting and eating something.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand that that's only one process. The second process in your body is absorption and digestion. And those two things are the key. What we eat is one thing, but a lot of people don't take the time to chew our food enough.
Mm-hmm.
And by chewing our food, we're doing essentially starting the digestion in the mouth, so that when it kind of goes down into your stomach, you're not using a lot of enzymes to break that food down further.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are just inhaling our food as we've got this fast-paced life, and again, it comes back to enzymes. So then I started researching, okay, well, so what if we put everything in a blender and essentially start the digestion process before we even start consuming anything?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time I was, you know, trying to eat two heads of green leafy vegetables per day in the form of a salad. And I was losing weight rapidly. That, of course, that's part of the cleanse process. But when I also became pregnant again, I had to find a way to maintain my cleanse process and feed my body. And so I started throwing everything in a blender so that I could eat, you know, I could consume more than what I was eating. So I was consuming more than 2 heads of green leafy vegetables per day,
mm-hmm.
but I was blending it and putting it into a glass. All of a sudden, the weight started coming on because I was really underweight at the time. I started, you know, not feeling hungry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back to the chemistry of food and looked at the enzyme process and how that relates to the human body. So long story short, yes, there is a reason why we want to consume greens in a smoothie form.
Because the digestion process, at least the mechanical digestion process of breaking the foods apart into small particles, has already been done.
Yes, but another interesting fact about greens is that the human body doesn't have the enzyme to break down greens. We don't have it.
Mm.
So the only way we can find it is in the cells of the greens, in the cells of the plant.
Mm-hmm.
The plants come with them because that's food, whole and complete in nature, but we got to break the cells open.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're sitting down to eat a kale salad is very fibrous.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we chew it until it's juice in our mouths, your body can't break that down. So a lot of people refer to greens as rabbit food because it goes right through you. It does, because we don't have the right enzyme.
This is key. So you're saying even if you eat a whole head of kale every day, but you don't chew it properly such that it's still whole when you swallow it, that it won't be digested as well as your product, which has all the cell walls broken down and open.
That's what we're trying to accomplish. So it's not going to. It may get somewhat digested because you've maybe broken up some of the cells.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough for complete digestion. So when
mm-hmm.
people eat broccoli, they get flatulence.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good example of what I'm talking about. Flatulence is indigestion because we haven't broken that down. It's in the same family as kale,
mm-hmm.
Broccoli would be. So that's essentially the problem that I'm trying to solve, is just doing all that work so that when somebody consumes, you know, our product or a green smoothie containing kale, for instance,
mm-hmm.
we skip the digestive process and start the absorption in our mouths. And there's actually enzymes in our mouths that'll start digesting that. It goes into your bloodstream in about 4 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Wow, this is fascinating, Christina. I just want to do a station break so people understand. This is the South Bay Show. We're talking with Christina Paganelli, CEO of Drink Me Beverage Company from Torrance. And we're talking about raw foods, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about raw foods and enzymes and basically a better diet for everyone. Christina and her company has some solutions for us all. So, Christina, now I want to just talk and start talking about the company and how you're doing and this process.
Wait.
Yes.
Before we get to the, I want to hear more about her recovery.
Yeah. Okay. More about the recovery.
Christina, now you changed the way you ate, and you did all this research, and did this help with the MS?
Well, I haven't had another attack, and it's been almost 10 years.
Wow, then I would say, yeah, I guess it helps.
You know what, and for some time, interestingly enough, my body healed, and the late, great Dr. Bernard Jensen will actually tell you in one of his books that the healing process of the body is the reverse of how we get disease. But the healing process, it starts from your head and it moves to your feet and it heals life-threatening first. So I started to see that exactly happen, like I explained. Glasses were the first or second, nerve endings in my neck. So it was moving from the top down,
mm-hmm.
exactly how he said it was going to move. And, you know, I can go into more detail about that until, you know, when it got to my lungs. But then after this all had happened, I still looked for the medical proof for quite some time. And it was almost like I had to return back to the mind and convince myself that I wasn't sick anymore. I didn't need to go to the doctor because the only way to solve what was happening in my lungs was to drink more radiation. And the doctors even said that. They said, well, what we'll get you to do is drink more radiation, and then we'll do a scan to see if it's helped or not. And that was the last time I walked into that office because I just wasn't about to go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
So the last part was convincing myself that I didn't need any medical proof. So I've never gone back and gotten that medical proof. But I can tell you that I haven't had an MS attack or relapse of any of the cancer. And I am monitored every year by an endocrinologist because I don't have a thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
And every year, there was still some spots left in my neck that they didn't take out. And they've calcified. And this is monitored every year, and they continue to calcify. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason for them to even go back and check my lungs because there's no growth of anything happening in my neck.
Right.
So if that's proof enough, it may be. You know, some people still ask me, how do I even know that this happened? Well, I have a 9-inch scar across my neck, which almost extends from the back of the right side all the way almost to the left. So it's quite extensive.
Mm-hmm. I look at the pictures at drinkmeraw.com, several pictures of you, and you look healthy.
Thank you.
Well, it's not makeup. It's the look in your eyes. You look healthy. You don't look thin. You don't look
vital.
She does. Yeah, mm-hmm. She looks vital. Absolutely. So you are an excellent spokesman for the company, but really now a company is a lot more than just a great story of redemption and getting back to health. A company is much more than that. It's about a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and money, of course, and all of that. So tell us. We're gonna take a station break for an ad in a minute. But I wanna the next thing I wanna cover, Christina, is the story of the business and the story of, I think it's high pressure processing. Is that it?
Yes.
I want to cover that and how that makes your company different than a lot of the products on the market. And Jackie, did you have another question?
No. I was going to say let's get to this commercial because there are several other things we want to get to in the second half of the show here.
Great. Let's get to the commercial then.
Okay. All right. It's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, Torrance South Bay YMCA, Palos Verdes Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence is proving key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. You can call 310-542-0011 for a free consultation or visit the website at www.bcws.com. Everybody get your tax affairs in order. It's time. right? Joe. Anyway, Christina.
Right.
Taking a break while I was working hard.
That mute button, it's a dangerous thing.
Yes, it is. Okay, so basically, Christina, you've taken control of what you're putting in your body and how you're putting it in your body. You had almost immediate results in that you were feeling better. Things were working better. Mm-hmm. You haven't had an MS attack in 10 years. You've had no need to go back to the doctors. And you're feeling good.
Yes.
I think that's all that matters, right?
That's right.
That's all that matters. So, okay, so now your health is as good as it can be, given, you know, you still have everyone has health challenges, but your health challenges are similar to my wife's health challenges in terms of you have to take Synthroid every day, the synthetic thyroid hormone. Those levels have to be monitored at least once a year, if not more often, to make sure that your body is responding properly. How do you go from there? You've made your own health better to a company. What drove you to say, okay, I've solved something for myself. Now I want to share that with the world.
Well, when I was healing, like I said, I the first priority was to get better, and then the second priority was to help people and become an advocate for what I had done and use my story to communicate that message that it's not about, and like I was explaining earlier, there's no one miracle pill or food or anything. It's a lifestyle, and it strongly depends on the mindset, and that part is a lifestyle. It's not going to be, you're not going to heal with a 3-day cleanse. It takes the body 120 days to essentially, quote unquote, heal anything, to change the path of your health. And so I wanted to, there's a lot of, this was, you know, 8 or 10 years ago when I put this on the market. And how I got this on the market was people saw my recovery, people around me, and started asking me for basically, you know, could I sum it up by putting something in a bottle and they would pay me to do it? What did they need to know? What did they need to do proactively instead of, you know, it wasn't anybody that was sick. It was just people that said, okay, well, how do I prevent what's happening? And so it became, there was this focus on prevention and proactive health. And so I started in my kitchen making products that people wanted to pay me for. Can I have 7 bottles? And can I have 7 bottles for my husband? And so then that was 14. And then and then all of a sudden I was making 100. And then I started making 200 and using 100 for the people that had ordered and 100 for a farmer's market to see, well, I think it's a good idea, but, you know, any good business person will make sure that there's a need for it and you're solving a pain in essentially the marketplace.
Right.
So that was an essential part of understanding that this was, I would sell out immediately. And I am from Canada. I'm from Winnipeg. And funny thing is people say if it works in Winnipeg, it'll work anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was. It was working in Winnipeg. So I knew that anybody anywhere in North America, it would work.
So, okay. So now you know it's going to work, but you can't satisfy a larger business with the production you can do in your house. So how do you, what was the first step to growing beyond producing in your house?
Well, it's essentially 6 years since I went down that path of getting, you know, all my business affairs in order. And so I'd like to consider us as one of the veterans of the industries because we learned everything the hard way. Mm. I moved production facilities 3 times, and each time, you know, organic growth, doing it the right way, gaining a certain amount of market, moving on to another region, moving into a more feasible production facility, and then crossing and dotting everything along the way in terms of regulatory, government regulations. And so what I did was I aligned us with government facilities, and so I made them our allies, essentially. The first step out of my kitchen was a university functional food center. And I had won a contest for one of our products. I had received some money and the ability. They had asked me to come and produce in their facility. And so that was my first, that was the first chance that we had. We moved into a university facility. And food scientists started working with us on how to put this safely on the market, because at the time I was doing it unpasteurized frozen.
Right.
And so there was, you know, there's a lot of things that grow on greens. And this is also the reason why this high-pressure technology is so important, especially organic greens. There's a lot of, you know, things that we don't know that are on there. There's E. coli that can grow because the type of fertilizers, you know, it's not chemical fertilizers. It's essentially manure, are being used on a lot of organic crops, and there can be E. coli on things. And so with putting this on the market, it hand in hand came making sure that we were doing it very safely. And from Canada, in Canada, this is essential in Canada. We so I was under the guidance of food scientists, and then from there, we had built what's called, you know, a hazard plan and a procedure to put this safely on the market. We had moved into CFIA, which is essentially the FDA, but in Canada. We had moved into a CFIA facility and had been working. We worked there for 3 years under their guidance. And so everything that left that facility was crossed and dotted.
Right.
And so I took all these principles and applied it to when we moved here. And I said, you know, just make it bigger. And
if,
so a lot...
I'm sorry.
I was just going to say where we are and what we're doing today is as a result of our path over the last 6 years.
If I were to compare your product to another product, one of the ones that comes to mind immediately is Naked Juice. But your product isn't comparable to Naked Juice because
Naked Juice has GMOs.
Beyond that, perhaps it has GMOs, perhaps, but it also is not using high pressure processing to make its shelf life last. I believe it's pasteurized, isn't it?
It's pasteurized, and it's probably pasteurized more than once, just because of the ingredients. Anytime you see a puree or a concentrate, that's been manipulated. You're not actually eating fruit; you're eating flavors. And so,
are there any enzymes in Naked Juice?
No. In fact, even the word, you know, and I can go on and on all day about this, but the word flash pasteurized is even worse than pasteurized. It's about the temperatures. It doesn't matter if it's a flash or a second or it doesn't matter. As soon as these greens and essentially these vital enzymes in the fruits and vegetables touch water, starting as hot as tap water can be, if they touch tap water, you're starting to kill the enzymes. When you get to 115 degrees, you've completely denatured the enzymes. They're gone. And so even a flash pasteurized, you're looking at a high temperature. Even if it's just for a second, there's no more enzymes.
Right. So there's nothing, well, literally, there's nothing living in Naked Juice.
Correct.
But with high pressure processing, though, explain that process for a moment.
It's a really unique process and something that, so we're the pioneers basically of this technology in Canada, which came with a lot of regulatory and a lot of investigation. And so we've spent close to 3 years investigating our product every which way using this technology. And so it's a really incredible technology because it uses it uses pressure instead of heat. And there's essentially, you know, five ways that you can change an enzyme. Only one of them is irreversible, and that's heat. So the enzymes will change under pressure. It's not reverse. It's not irreversible. As soon as they go, as soon as they come out from the pressure, they're still there. They kind of bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's only one way to denature an enzyme, and that's with heat. So essentially, by theory, these enzymes are still there, but because we've had to do so much research, I can tell you without a doubt, our products, it's there. We had to test enzymes before and after. We had to test nutrition before and after. We had to test anything that could become toxic before and after, such as leaching of the bottles, the bioactives in the kale, any of that stuff. And so what's different than our product compared to, there's a lot of companies, juice companies, being high-pressured.
Mm-hmm.
They won't come with the scientific data that we have extensively studied over the last 3 years. Because there's a lot of bioactives in our product, this was the toxicology department of the CFIA had requested we do all these tests. So it's overkill, but it's a good thing in a way.
Right. It is again. I'm you know, one more time we're blown away by the uniqueness and sort of leading edge. In this case, leading edge science that's coming out of the South Bay, head office in Canada, USA head office in Torrance. What do you say to people about your products in terms of how they should use them? Is it an everyday thing? Is it a twice a day thing? How are the products used?
There's many different ways to use it, but I'll give everybody a measure because they say, well, how much should I have? How much should I drink?
Mm.
And I always say, it depends within your diet, and it depends what you're trying to do. If you're trying to cleanse, you can't cleanse on 3-day or 5-day juice cleanses. You can flush your cells, but the deep toxins that cause cancer, MS, these things that we call diseases, those are all deep toxins in your cells that you need 3 weeks minimum to cleanse.
Mm.
And our product, it can be used as a cleanse product because it has fiber in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cleansing with fiber. And the fiber is a really essential part of cleansing. Now, if you talk to a juice company, they'll tell you, we don't want any fiber because that interferes with the digestive process. But about 20 minutes ago, I just explained to you, there's no digestive process if you break down the cells. It's an absorption process.
Mm-hmm.
So it's irrelevant whether there's fiber in the product or not. There's no digestion happening. The
mm-hmm.
fiber essentially goes in and scrapes all the garbage out of your intestine.
Mm-hmm.
That garbage is being fed into your cells, causing joint pain, you know, all kinds of things. Allergies are one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we remove that garbage, we break down this so-called mucus lining that's preventing nutrition from getting in. So unless you cleanse, you can't take a pill because you can't absorb the nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take a vitamin, you can't take a mineral. Very often, you're just wasting it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a cleanse and feed product at the same time because you've got the fiber that'll pull those toxins with it. And then as your toxins start coming out, your body will start feeling better, and the nutrition that you eat will start getting absorbed. So it's essentially this, you know, you start feeling good pretty quickly.
Are there places here in Southern California that we can buy Drink Me products?
Yes. So it's available at all Whole Foods markets
mm-hmm.
in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get it from us. We're here in Torrance.
Mm-hmm.
If you contact us, more for, you know, we don't sell any individual units. We'll, you know, we'll sell you a case, and we can direct people on how to do, you know, a 3-day or 3-week cleanse. We call it a challenge. We don't really call it a cleanse because
mm-hmm.
it's more of a lifestyle change.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, to answer your question a little bit earlier, you do need to have this every day.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have greens every day. And we're trying to aim for 2 heads of green leafy vegetables per day. That's appalling to some people.
Mm-hmm.
That's how simple it is. That's the health formula. 2 heads of green leafy vegetables per day. Try to consume it. Try to consume it in the right form so your body doesn't have to work.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, one of our products has a whole head of kale in it. And I did that because if you drink 2 of those, you're there. Mm-hmm. So that's our challenge. Two of those a day, breakfast and lunch, or breakfast and dinner, or whatever combination you want to do. You won't be hungry because it's a whole food. It's got fiber, which makes it a complete meal replacement.
Okay, I have to tell you, Joe, I've actually drank these, and they are delicious.
Right.
They are delicious. You know, my husband does the green drink himself. You know, he makes his own in the blender every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whenever he has a little leftover, he says, you want some? I say, sure.
Yeah.
I have to get out the colander and filter it to get all the chunks out. You know, there's nothing worse than trying to drink something and getting a chunk in your mouth that you have to end up chewing. Anyway, so I was so excited about this. One of her salespeople, Nikki, gave me a free sample of it.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, it sat in my fridge for several days before I tried it. And I was like, this is delicious. My husband tasted it. He thought it was great. He looked it up on the internet. He read everything about it. He said, where can we get it? I said, Whole Foods. He said, go get some.
Yeah,
it's really good. It's really good.
That is amazing. This is something that we want to encourage people to check out. Drinkmeraw.com. And you can also get it, as we've been talking, at Whole Foods. That's probably the best source locally here. What else? Yes.
I was going to say, I've got to get through the weekend guide here.
Okay, Christina, we'll be right back with you. We're going to make some announcements and talk about what's coming up here in the South Bay. Jackie, what's going on in the South Bay?
Only because I want to get back to Christina. I'm not even going to go through everything on this, but it's all going to be in my weekend guide. So whatever I skip here today, you'll be able to read about later when it goes out. El Segundo Broadway in the Park presents an outdoor production of The Wizard of Oz beginning August 8th and running through August 11th. Broadway in the Park is a four-night summer event held in Recreation Park that features a family-friendly Broadway musical, pre-show performance by community groups, local vendors selling fresh and tasty box dinners, and early evening picnics on the grass. Themed like a turn-of-the-century town square, complete with popcorn lights and roaming costume performers, guests can enjoy a unique and memorable night with family, friends, and neighbors. General admission section tickets cost $20 for adults and $12 for children. VIP tickets, which basically is a reserved picnic table, are available for $40. So bring a picnic basket, blanket, and chairs and enjoy an evening of live community arts under the stars. Gates open at 6 p.m. each night. The show starts at 7. The pre-show starts at 7 with the feature presentation beginning at 7:30. Performances take place at El Segundo Recreation Park Softball Field, located on the corner of Eucalyptus Drive and Grand Avenue in El Segundo. For additional information and ticket purchase, you can call 310-954-1425 or visit the website at www.esbroadway.com. That's ES Broadway, El Segundo Broadway. Enjoy a wine class fit for royalty at Total Wine & More's Romancing the Rhone event. This historical tasting will take guests on a journey through Avignon, Orange, and Nîmes to experience some of France's most legendary wines, such as, I don't know if I'm going to be able to pronounce these, Côte Rôtier and Château Neuf du Pape. This event will be held at the Redondo Beach Total Wine & More Superstore tonight, Thursday, August 8th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The class is $25 per person, and seating is limited. Total Wine & More is located at 1505 Hawthorne Boulevard in South Bay Marketplace. You can call 310-542-1460 for reservations. The city of Redondo Beach hosts summer family films under the stars throughout the month of August. Every Friday evening during the long hot days of summer, Alta Vista Park will be transformed into an outdoor theater for screenings of family-friendly movies. Enjoy an evening in the park with family, friends, and neighbors. Bring your lawn chairs, blankets, picnic baskets, and whatever you do, don't forget the popcorn. This Friday, August 9th, the featured film is Woman of the Year. These screenings are very popular, so you'll want to arrive early to claim a prime viewing location, and the event is free and open to the public. Alta Vista Park is located at 715 Julia Street in Redondo Beach. For more information, visit the website at www.sopdigitaledition.com. I don't know what that means. It's the City of Redondo Beach website. Mm-hmm. Walk In, Dance Out hosts Swing and Sway at the Joslyn Center in Manhattan Beach the second Friday, that's August 9th, that's tomorrow of every month from 8 to 11 p.m. The South Bay Ballroom Dancing Community is extraordinarily welcoming and encouraging. So even if you're a beginner, you'll have plenty of opportunity to practice your moves and strut your stuff. Walk In Dance Out offers dance instruction at several locations throughout the South Bay. And many of the students and instructors attend this monthly event and are delighted to share their knowledge and expertise. The cost is $10 per person with light refreshments and a no-host bar. The Joslyn Center is located at 1601 Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach. For more information, you can visit the website at www.walkindanceout.com or call 310-373-8487. I'm not going to go into all the detail here, but this Saturday is the Point Vicente Lighthouse is open. They do that the second Saturday of every month. It's open for tours from the public. So if you want to do that, you can contact the Interpretive Center at 310-377-5370. Okay, this is going to be good. Shade Hotel on Sunday, August 11th, is offering an unforgettable four-course dining experience featuring a beer bisel pop-up dinner by Chef Barnhard Maringer. In 2012, Chef Barnhard brought Los Angeles its first taste of authentic Austrian cuisine with the opening of the Beer Bisel restaurant, his highly anticipated solo debut to LA's dining scene. Zagat Guides was one of the first to recognize the young chef's talents, naming him to their 30 Under 30 list, honoring the rising stars of the Los Angeles culinary scene. The menu is priced at $40 per person plus $20 for an optional Austrian beer or wine pairing. Seatings will be available at 5 o'clock and 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit the website at www.shadehotel.com, and there is an Eventbrite page for reservations. So Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive in Manhattan Beach, and all the menu details are listed on my website. Okay, Chez Soir, located in Metlocks Plaza in Manhattan Beach, has announced that every weekend in August, the restaurant is offering a special weekend brunch menu of dishes that includes Chez Soir's popular bottomless mimosas and a kids eat free menu available for children 10 and under. Brunch is served from 10:30 to 2 p.m. every Saturday and Sunday. And Chez Soir is located at 451D Manhattan Beach Boulevard. That's in the Metlock Center. For information and reservations, you can call 310-802-1212. Or visit the website at ChezSoirRestaurant.com. And don't forget, Chez Soir is also offering free corkage Monday through Thursday for the entire month of August. So if you're going there for dinner, you can bring wine with you and you will not be charged a corkage fee. And I have a very important update here. The Terranea Riviera Village shuttle service is now running. Actually, it's been operational for a couple of weeks, but for some reason, nobody sent out a press release telling anybody about it. So anyway, the shuttle leaves from Terranea Resort each day at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Now, I'm not sure what the turnaround time is, but pretty much every day for the last week or so, I see it sitting there at the kiosk. So I guess what it does is it brings the people from Terranea here, and I guess they'll stay there if and until they have somebody get on the shuttle that wants to go down to Terranea.
Mm-hmm.
So it's running.
Great.
All right. I had announced it in early July that this was being set up, and they just couldn't get, you know, all the paperwork done in time, you know, for the 4th of July, but it's running now.
All right, great.
As always, check the calendar links and things to do page on my website, www.southbaybyjackie.com, for details on these and other events throughout the South Bay. And don't forget all the summer concert series happening this weekend. You can take the shuttle down to Nelson's for their concert series. No driving, no parking.
It's awesome what's happening.
It's fabulous.
I was in Hermosa last Sunday. At the ZZ Ward.
ZZ Ward, yes.
Awesome.
Everybody was there.
It was awesome. Great. And I think the weather is going to be even better this weekend.
I hope so.
So, Christina, it's amazing what you're doing. Sticking close to nature, going raw, stay fresh, eat smart, keep it real. If people eat foods without enzymes, then their bodies are going to be tasked to providing the enzymes to be able to digest the food, and therefore it depletes your body's supply of enzymes. Is that correct?
Yes, from non-essential parts, because your digestion is essential. So your hair, your skin, your nails, aging, right?
Eating enzyme-depleted foods enhances or leads to more rapid aging.
Correct.
That's quite a sentence. If that's true, we're all doing it every day. We're all, you know, accelerating aging tremendously. It's a huge issue, and I think people need to be aware.
Yes, and the good news about enzymes is that it's like a bank. You deplete them, and you can put them back, and you can. And so that's essentially part of staying young is foods rich in enzymes. You can also supplement with enzymes to get them to you know, just give your body a boost.
Can you really?
Yes.
Now, how would you do that? What form are the enzymes that you are supplementing?
Well, it depends on how much you're taking. I was taking a lot, and at the time that I was, you know, trying to heal, because all of the surgeries and chemicals that have been put in my body, you know, you get in a car accident, you'll lose 10,000 enzymes. So anything that stress causes a depletion of enzymes. Anything traumatic will deplete enzymes, and so you want to put them back in.
And how do you do that? Is it a supplement you buy on a shelf, or is it something? What kind of foods are rich in enzymes that you'd want to eat?
Well, for instance, yeah, you can supplement. One, number two is, so that's also the point of our product, because the body doesn't need enzymes, and with high pressure ring, the enzymes are there. So you're essentially adding enzymes to your bank when you drink something like this. So that's also, you know, how it's capable of providing the body with longevity and essential nutrition and feeding and healing and cleansing all at the same time.
Were you supplementing with enzymes in addition to raw food?
Yes, I was.
How were you doing that? Is it a drink? What is it?
You can take supplements, but because I was taking so much, I was taking them in a form of powder. One of the things that you can do also is open up the capsules, but if it's, you know, sometimes you want to just check with, if you're going to a store and buying some enzymes, you want to do a lot of research on the companies, because there's a lot of things that are allowed in our products that are not required to be put on the label.
Give me an example of a company that you trust.
A company that I trust, it's from Canada. I don't know if it's very well known here. The company that I used was Avena Originals. And they do have a way to ship you from the U.S. I think there's a Nevada office. So I don't know a lot about what else is on the market. So it's best to, if you're going to go to the store and pick up some enzymes, is to talk to the people that are in the store to get their advice on what do they think is the best. And then what company have good reputations for not adding anything to their products? So you want to make sure there's nothing added. There are things, and it's scary, like talcum powder that can be added to our supplements that don't appear on the label.
What's up with that? Why would anybody – how random is that? Oh, here's some talcum powder. Let's throw that in. How does that happen?
Why?
It happens. Stretch it out. You know, and so you want to take a look at, also flip them over and see the amount of enzymes per capsule. So you want to, and you want to get some advice from the people that are working for.
Right. Wow.
I have a little nutritional store right here where I live with a guy that knows what he's talking about. So I could go in there and actually talk to him, and I'd feel good about whatever I was getting. Yeah.
Ask him about enzymes, Jack.
Yes, I will.
And also,
I will.
Also, Jackie, do your own research online, and I recommend. The internet is a good source. There's a lot of minutiae, but there's also a lot of good information, and I always recommend everybody, even everything that I've said today, take, you know, back everything up online.
The first thing I'm doing is I'm going out and buying more of your product, because as I said, I've had it, it's delicious, it's all good. So that's the first step right there.
Yeah, it's great to have a company that you know, understands.
It's convenient. You know, that's one of the most important things to me, is that it's convenient. I don't have to drive miles to buy it. You know, it's there. So that's like a huge part of it for everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Christina Paganelli, CEO of Drink Me Beverage Company, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
It's drinkmeraw.com. Drinkmeraw.com.
Yeah, definitely try it.
Lots of action words. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jackie.
Oh, always a pleasure, Joe.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.